All at once, it was all hands on deck. People and dogs and catfish were running in all directions. Well, the people and dogs were running, but the fish was... Let's slow down, take a deep breath, and try to get this all sorted out. It was kind of confusing, to tell you the truth, because so much was going on at once. First off, my interrogation of Drover came to a sudden stop, which was rotten luck because I had reached the critical phase and had been on the point of springing my trap on the little cheat and charging him with liver theft, a very serious crime on our ranch. But you see, at that very moment, little Alfred's cork disappeared and he pulled in a big flapping catfish. To add even more drama to the drama, the flapping catfish somehow flapped the hook out of his mouth. This occurred in midair and the fish fell to the ground. The boy let out a whoop of joy. Then, when he saw the fish hit the ground, he threw down his pole and started yelling at us.
Come on, doggies, and help me catch my fish before he jumps back into the creek.
Well, you know how I am about these kids. When they put out a distress call, I drop everything and go straight into a Code 3 situation. Drover and I arrived at the scene at approximately the same time. The fish was flopping around and edging closer to the water. I turned to Drover. Well, don't just stand there, do something.
Well, I don't know what to do.
Jump in and grab the fish, what do you think?
Yeah, but he's all slimy and yucky, and what if he slapped me with his tail?
I pushed him aside. Drover, you're worthless. Oh, and by the way, I know who ate that package of liver.
Yeah, it was those darned old buzzards.
Not the buzzards, Drover.
You better grab the fish.
Don't tell me what to do. Get out of my way, I'll deal with you later. Watch this and study your lessons. I swaggered into the situation and sized it up with one quick sweep of the eyes. It was a timing deal, see? You wait until the fish has quit flapping, then you charge in and grab him. I waited for just the right moment, then darted in and... The stupid fish landed a lucky punch with his tail right on the end of my nose. No problem, no big deal. I went into a crouch, studied the pattern of the rhythm of his... Whatever, his flopping maneuver, I guess you'd call it. And then I launched a second, and this time the stupid fish not only slapped me, but also stuck a fin into the soft, leathery portion of my nose. Did it hurt? You bet it did. Have we discussed catfish fins? They are long and sharp and very dangerous. And getting stuck by a catfish fin is no cup of worms. I uttered a yelp of pain and backed out of the struggle. My nose throbbed and my eyes had begun to water. I turned my watering eyes towards the runt. Drover, if you don't do something, the fish is gonna get away.
Okay, here we go. I'll bark at him.
And he did. That's what you wanna call yipping and squeaking. I would have been ashamed to call it barking. He yipped and squeaked, and to no one's surprise, kept a safe distance between himself and the fish. Little Alfred was getting worried.
Come on, Hanky, grab my fish. I want to take him home and show my mom.
I heaved a sigh. Okay, it was down to me, up to me. The entire responsibility for the mission had fallen upon my shoulders, let us say, and I had no choice but to wade back into combat. And never mind all the slaps on the face, all the barbs on the nose. I waited for just the right moment, then launched myself high into the... He got away. The idiot fish got away. All three of us stood there on the bank and watched him swim away. Little Alfred flopped down in the sand and plunged into a deep pout. And we're talking about tragic eyes and pooched lips. I whirled around to Drover. Now look what you've done. You let the fish get away, and now our little pal has a broken heart. I hope you're happy. Oh, and by the way, Drover, we have linked you to the stolen liver.
I thought a buzzard did it.
No, it was you. We know it was you. You know it was you. How could you have committed such a selfish act of selfishness? His lip curled down, and a tear slipped out of the corner of one eye.
Well, I was hungry. And I was afraid you'd eat it all.
Me? You actually thought I would steal bait from my little pal? Ha! What a wild and corrupt imagination you have. I'm shocked, Grover. Shocked and outraged and very, very disappointed in you.
Well...
He was crying now.
It smelled so good. I was starving and I just couldn't resist.
There. Now we've come to the core of the root. You couldn't resist. Son, those of us in the security business are trained to resist all temptation. We are sworn to resist. We are bound by our cowdog oath to resist.
I know. I'm a thief. I'm a failure. I'm a disgrace to the ranch.
Yes, you are. It's true. In a moment of weakness, you yielded to temptation. What you didn't realize... At that very moment, and I mean right in the middle of this important lecture, my eyes fell upon a scrap of liver lying on the ground, right at my feet. I darted my nose down to it, sniffed it, and gulped it down.
Oh.
What you failed to realize was that you left one scrap of liver for me, you greedy little goat. And now... There was a cork hanging in the air, right in front of my chin. A white cork with a red stripe down the middle. Hadn't I seen that cork before? Or one just like it? And how could a cork just hang in front of a guy's... I shot a glance at Grover. His eyes were wide and his mouth hung open. I shot a glance at Alfred. He was staring at me too, and the expression on his face showed, well, shock, fear, astonishment. There was a long, throbbing moment of silence. Then, little Alfred spoke.
Oh my, Hanky, you just swallowed my fish hook.
I did? Swallowed a fish hook? But I thought, see, there was this piece of liver just lying there on the bank and... Oh, for Pete's sake, that had been his bait. He'd caught the fish with that very hook and bait, only the stupid fish hadn't swallowed it, and it had popped out of his... The three of us exchanged looks of greatest concern. I switched my tail over to slow, mournful wags. The boy's face had turned pale.
What are we gonna do now?
I didn't have an answer to that, but something told me it wasn't good for a dog to have a fish hook in his stomach. See, as long as the liver stayed on the hook, the barb, the deadly barb, was covered up. But guess what happens to liver in a dog's stomach? It gets digested. And then... We had a serious problem here. And the way I framed it up, we had maybe an hour to get that hook out of my innards before... Grover fell apart and started moaning. Little Alfred began to cry.
I wish we hadn't come fishing. My doggy ate a fish hook and I want my mommy.
So they both moaned and cried, and what was I supposed to do? I just sat there, staring at that silly cork. At last, the boy got control of himself.
We better go home, fast. I'll cut the string.
I wasn't so sure that was a good idea, but I wasn't so sure it was a bad one either. I mean, what are you supposed to do in this situation? If you try to pull the string, it might cause the hook to dig into... But if you cut the string and left it there, yikes. Alfred found a pocket knife in his tackle box and cut the string. I hardly knew how to respond when I felt the string slipping down into my... Yes, we sure needed to make a fast trip back to the house. Alfred and I ran. Grover limped along behind. I could hear him moaning.
Oh, it's all my fault and I feel so guilty. And this leg's about to kill me. Oh, my leg!
That helped a bunch, all his moaning and groaning and feeling guilty. At last we reached headquarters and went streaking into the yard. Sally Mae was outside working in her flower beds again, and baby Molly was lying on a blanket nearby. When Sally Mae heard us coming, she straightened up and stared at us for a moment. Somehow she knew that we were bringing trouble. Didn't I tell you? She reads minds. She dropped her trowel and met us at the gate.
What's wrong, Alfred? Are you all right? What happened?
The boy started crying and blurted out the whole story. When Sally Mae heard the part about the swallowed fishhook, her eyes seemed to, well, roll back into her head.
I knew it, Alfred, honey. That's why Mommy didn't want you to go fishing without an adult.
Mom, what can we do to save Hanky?
She thought for a moment, her eyes flicking back and forth from me to Alfred.
I don't know. Run get your dad. No, wait. He's in the alfalfa field. Run get Slim. He's welding in the machine shed. Maybe he'll know what to do.
Alfred took off running for the machine shed. When he was gone, I found myself, well, all alone with Sally Mae. And I must admit that it made me very uncomfortable. I mean, just that very morning, we had sort of patched things up and started over with our relationship. And now, this. I could tell just by looking at her that she wasn't real happy about this. For a long time, she stared down at me, shaking her head and moving her lips. Then, you won't believe this, then she knelt down, took my face in her hands, and sang a song. Here's how it went.